Exodus 40:35-38. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting, because the cloud settled on it, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle. And whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel set out on all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not set out until the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of Jehovah was upon the tabernacle by day, and there was fire in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel on all their journeys.
According to the typology in Exodus 40, apart from God's dwelling place, there is no guidance or leading. The dwelling place of God is the unique leading. When the cloud moved, all the people of Israel moved as well. But if the cloud did not move, they stayed. This means that the children of Israel follow the tabernacle with a cloud. Our Christian journey must be a journey that follows God's move with His dwelling place. This is clearly portrayed by the picture in Exodus 40. The living house of the living God is our leading concerning whether we should stay or move, whether it is time to fight or work. We will engage in all these activities, not according to our opinion or viewpoint, and not even according to the Bible in dead letters, but according to God's dwelling place with His glory. When we have a proper relationship with God's dwelling place, we enjoy rest, victory, and blessing. When we are one with God's dwelling place, which is filled with His glory, we have everything we need. We have the Lord's leading and guidance. We have His blessing and victory. The books of Genesis and Exodus consummate with God's tabernacle, His dwelling place, filled with glory. In like manner, the entire Bible will consummate in the New Jerusalem as the eternal tabernacle, a tabernacle filled with glory. In the church life as God's dwelling place, we have the leading and guidance of our God. He is one with us, and we are one with Him. How wonderful!